This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Don't you feel the Spirit of God as you worship Him in spirit and in truth, and as you hear these awesome songs, and as you join in and you keep your eyes focused on Jesus? This is what this ministry is all about, giving glory to God. Today we look at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and we look at verse 11 through to verse 13, and this is what Paul says to the church in Ephesus. He says this: "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standards of Christ." These gifts God has given the church are given for a reason. And it's very important that these gifts are emphasized. It's really important that these gifts are encouraged. You know, I was talking just now about Redemption Church. I love to go to that church. I love the worship in that church. I love the dedication that group of wonderful people have as they worship God in spirit and in truth, and they're led by Marshall Cross, their pastor. And there is such an anointing on the prophetic in that church, and I know that they have pastors in that church. I know there's an apostle. They have evangelists and they have teachers. All fivefold ministries are at work in that particular church. Now, I'm not saying they're not in other churches. Of course they are. But I'm talking about my experience with this particular ministry. And I have the honor every time I travel to Scotland to preach in that church. And I would hasten to say that actually I'm not a preacher, but I am a teacher. And I feel that when I teach, it draws you closer to God because of the anointing that has been placed on my life. And I humbly say that. And I don't take this anointing lightly. I take it with trepidation, because when one receives an anointing, one needs to continue to do that work. Sometimes it's so difficult. Sometimes it is so easy. But the whole point of what I do, and I'm not talking about other teachers, other prophets, I'm not talking about other evangelists, other preachers, other pastors, I'm not talking about them, I'm talking about me and what God has laid on my heart. I feel it's so important that I do just exactly as the Lord has told me, and not enhance it with other things, not looking in other areas. My father studied the Bible copiously. He studied it, looked at it. My dad, I would say, was a theologian, and I would say my dad was a preacher. But I don't believe that I'm a preacher. I believe that God has anointed me to teach. And He has anointed me to draw you close to God. He has given me that anointing to turn scripture that sometimes seemed daunting into something that is very easy to comprehend and understand. The responsibility of this fivefold ministry is to equip you to do God's work. It's to build up the church, the body of Christ. And I love what Paul says when he says, "This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standards of Christ." You know, the last time I was at Redemption Church, I brought a word on church unity, on heart unity. That is a better way of saying it. Of binding together the people in the church, binding together the ecclesia, making each one of them love each one of them with a real love, not with a love that is superficial, but with real love as a brother and a sister. And I was honored to bring that word. You know, when you walk into where they gather, when you walk in, you sense the love straight away. And I played a song from Joan Patrick. She's one of the singers at Redemption Church. They are so anointed. And going to a fellowship like that, I find, is life-changing. It is wonderful. I like to think that all the churches I preach at are just like that. But sadly, they're not. Sadly, they are not. They're not full of God's heart unity. Oftentimes, I find when I visit churches that there's a lot of backbiting going on, that there's disunity, there's discord. And oftentimes they go through the motions, and going through the motions, I'm afraid, is not good enough. Time is short. Time is running out. It is quite amazing how much time we do have left, and I don't think there's much. And I do know this. The Bible tells me very clearly, in what I read, in what I see, that the Lord is coming back for His unblemished bride, the church. He's coming back for a church that is unified. And now I'm not talking about one specific church. I'm talking about the church in general, the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot mess around on the peripheries any longer. We cannot go to church on Sunday and have a great time, then on Monday go back to exactly what we were doing before. Going back to the sin, going back to the backbiting, going back to the anger, going back to the discord. We can't do that. What we need to do is to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Paul says this will continue. This building up of the church will continue until we all, are you hearing this? That includes you. You're not left out of this. I'm talking specifically to you now. We all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be, what? Mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standards of Christ. Now, when Paul was writing that, I don't know if he was saying to himself, I've already arrived at that place. I'm measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. I would hazard a guess, and I would say, no. At this point, Paul had not reached that place. But he was advocating that is what we do. And if you ask me, am I at that place? No, beloved. I'm not at that place yet. But that is what I strive for. That is why I wake up every morning. That is why we present Worship Radio 247 and Worship TV. That is why I preach as often as I possibly can. And I've just said I don't preach, I teach, but you know what I'm trying to say. That is why I do that. Because every time I teach God's word, every time I worship Him in spirit and in truth, every time I present this broadcast, every time I present Worship TV, every time I do these things that God has called me to do, it takes me nearer and nearer. It takes me closer and closer to that place where I can measure up to the full and complete standard of Christ. And when I go to be in glory, it would be wonderful if my Father came to me and said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Just well done. I don't need any other reward. Just well done. And knowing that in some small way in your life, perhaps I've helped you along that road in a small degree so that you can begin to see that what we need is love in the church. What we need is heart unity, where your heart is joined with mine, where my heart is joined with someone else, where that person's heart is joined with someone else, and we come brothers and sisters in the Lord, because we love in the way that we are supposed to love each other. And the way we do that is to have God's love pouring into us in such a force that it's not denied. It is undeniable. God is wonderful. God is glorious, and I love to worship Him in spirit and in reality, in truth. I pray as I'm bringing you this word now that the Lord is touching you just very lightly. He is touching you. His hand is resting upon your head. And he's whispering in your ear. And he's saying, well done. Keep going. For I am here. And I will not leave you, nor forsake you. In the wonderful and the glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray his abundant love will fill you now to completion. Amen and amen.